Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Thevenot. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Swietonik. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Swietonik. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Taylor, who is chasing the ball. Wehner reaches third base with a triple. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Stevenson picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Stevenson. Wehner scores. Wehner moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Pirates. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot takes first base on ball four. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Herman moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Swietonik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swietonik is called out on strikes. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thévenot misplays the ball. That's an error on Thévenot. Hartnett scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 4-1, Pirates. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone bunts towards the mound. Swietonik fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to third. Gerges moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimm scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Pirates. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Komorowski hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trainer takes first base on ball 4. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Richborg hits a pop-up towards short. Thévenot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thévenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thevenau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Malone covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-0 in the game. Malone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Swetonik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swetonik is 0-for-1 in the game. Swetonik hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerges. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wehner. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Komorowski. Herman reaches second base with a double. Hack goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Pirates. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Richborg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bill Harris now pitching. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Komorowski hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gusseur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Soar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurgis is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurgis hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Grace and he is safe. Herman steals second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer juggles the ball. That's an error on Trainer. Herman moves to third. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Herman scores. Richborg moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thevenau hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr fields the ball and throws to Harris covering. Safe. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Komorowski. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Komorowski throws the ball into Trainer, who tags Gerges trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Grimm goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 8-4, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Dugas pinch hits for Bill Harris. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Malone, and towards Herman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Of Brame now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Richborg takes first base on ball 4. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.